It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Ago, but certainly am awake about coming off his historic performance. So we'll talk with JP coming up in 20 minutes. We're also talking about the Guardians in the playoffs here. And the conversation started with us on Monday by happenstance. It was in the 5 at 5. I was like, yeah, bring on the Astros. A little bit tongue in cheek. And my partner that day, JP, was like, wait. Actually, no, I think I said bring on the Tigers. I don't remember anymore. Time's a flat circle. But I said bring on the Tigers. He said, well, wait. That's the hottest team in baseball. And so we ended up getting into a debate about this. And then I circled back to the debate yesterday with Spencer. What I'm curious about for you, though, is when we start talking about the potential ALDS matchups, the Astros or the Tigers, what factors you think matter most? Because I'm a big playoff experience guy matters most, but I know not everybody puts that much stock into it.
So the way I look at it is I'm kind of in agreement there with playoff experience. You look at the Tigers right now, hot team in September, got into the playoffs. I mean, when you looked at the Tigers, I would have said there's no chance that they're even going to make the playoffs as a wild card team. Somehow, some way, AJ Hinch got that team righted, and they did a great job of being able to get in the playoffs. And then it showed yesterday. They come in, they beat up, you know, on the Astros that have had 7 straight years of dominance. So for me right now, it's you have your pros and cons, of course, but you have AJ Hinch at the helm. That scares me. He's been to the playoffs multiple times. He's been able to win deep in the playoffs as well. And then you have the Astros, who brand new manager this year, similar to Steven, you know, but I like our chances better right now with the Astros. If you were to ask me today right now, better chance with the Astros based on what I've seen pitching-wise, defensively, and then you go to the offense of where we're at.
So I hate the history with the Astros, though, because I agree, Joe Espada. And listen, I don't know Joe has the same thing that Steven does. Like, Steven is an in-game manager. Like, his fingerprints are all over every game beyond just when to pull the pitcher. Like, he is super aggressive, and I think that favors the playoffs. I don't think Joe is. I think you saw AJ Hinch was last night. Like, he pulled his closer with, what was it, 1 out?
Yep.
And then brought in just hard-throwing kid that has kind of come on out of nowhere. They get a couple of those relievers. So I do think that's interesting. I continue to come back to there's something about – sometimes teams have your number in sports, and I don't know how much that factors into the mentality of this Guardians team, because we're thinking all the way back to 2018 with the Astros. I'm looking at it of ALCS, what, 7 ALCSs in a row.
Right.
So, like, that's more where I'm looking at from it. The Tigers thing, though, it's just so hard to quantify heat and who's playing well. Because, like, I made the comparison to 2016. You played well for, 8 weeks. And you had 4 games in a row, 3 games in a row, where you just got beat. And that's all it took to lose the World Series. So it's like the idea of, I do wonder, like, how sustainable mojo is and how much of it is the Tigers didn't really play anybody down the stretch.
Well, it could be both. But at the same time, you still have to go out, you have to win games, you have to compete. And it's Major League Baseball. So, yes, you know, the schedule was favorable to the Tigers. But when I look at this right now, and you talked about Steven being able to manage in-game, that's huge right now. Mm-hmm. You also have 2 new coaches. So let's say it's the Guards against the Astros. Let's say the Astros win the next 2 games, and they figure out how to get here on Saturday. So now you have 2 fresh rookie managers going at it. Joe Espada has been here, though. Like, he was the bench coach the last couple of years under Dusty Baker. So that, you know, I look at that. Yes, you have some experience in the playoffs, but you don't have the experience of managing. So it's two fresh managers going at it. I'm going to take my chances with Stephen Voth. I like him better right now because of where he's at. And here's the reason why. Carl Willis, he's the X factor for me right now. You have a pitching coach that has been with the Guardians / Indians for a long, long time in the organization since I think 97, 98 was the first year he was with the Guards Indians.
I actually have a Carl Willis baseball. I actually have like 10 Carl Willis baseball cards.
You have one of mine?
No. Okay.
I've only got like one out there.
Well, so here's why is the 2000s are right when I got into high school. And when I discovered girls, suddenly I stopped collecting baseball cards. Oh,
mine's like the best common, though.
I know. I'd love to have it. I'd love to be able to bring it in. That's a weird thing that radio guys do is like, I have your card. That's a little weird. So in reality, I just like to know that I have it. I don't even know why I brought that Carl Willis thing up. I think what's interesting is you mentioned the familiarity with the Tigers. I actually see that as an advantage of knowing them. You see it differently, though.
I really do. And I think because they're in division, you know every movement of what's going on. So managerially, you look at A.J. Hinch compared to Stephen Voth. That is a difficult motion right there. And I'm going to say give the advantage right now if it happens to A.J. Hinch on that motion there. But then at the same time, starting pitching. The depth of starting pitching is going to play a factor in that long series.
I think because we go 3, 5, and 7 there. So I can't deny the importance of Skubal. You can't because nope. 2 out of 5 games is still so much baseball that Correct. He controls. I'd also say, though, you only need to get to him once. And so even if you don't get to him at the first crack, as good as he is in the postseason, it's really tough to see a team twice in 5 games and be that same level. Because I look at the rest of it. One, I think their bullpen's a little overinflated. I don't think their bullpen's as good as the numbers say they are, like their individual numbers. I think you saw Foley. We saw that a little bit in August. Like, he is a little more shaky as a closer than you'd think. And then the other thing is, it's the rest of the Tigers' rotation that I don't fear. They've got some good arms, but, like, it's Skubal. So for them to win, I think Skubal has to be Cy Young level guy each of those games, and they need to pull a rabbit out of a hat at least one more time. That's a lot to ask for a team, no matter how hot they are, that doesn't have a lot of experience, and that there is a Cinderella vibe to it. I almost think of them like the 2022 Guardians, where it's like they're going to take baseball by storm, late season surge, run into the playoffs. And they were able to dust the Rays at the time, a lot of playoff experience, and then they ran into, albeit we're not the Yankees, they ran into the Yankees, who were just a better team and who just outlasted them, and it didn't matter how good Shane Bieber was.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Well, 100% there. And I go back to, I'm thinking, you go to Corey Kluber, Skubal type, because you have that ace. You have that bona fide ace. Right now, for me, though, when you have to face him twice, possibly, that's a scary scenario. You know, if you lose game one, let's say it's the Tigers, hypothetically speaking, you lose game one, you come back game two, we still don't know the rotation layout yet. Mm-hmm. But that, for me, that game two, it's a must win at that point because you don't want to go down 2-0 going to Detroit and saying, okay, you have to at least win one here. If not, you're done.
So we had Mandy Bell on yesterday of MLB.com, and she had a really pretty intricate answer on the rotation for the playoffs. What happens after Tanner Bibee? Here's what she had to say there.
I think right now a lot of it depends on Alex Cobb, because they really do seem to be trying to get him back in time. And Vogt was very specific when he said that they're trying to get him to start. Now, he doesn't have too much time to build up that pitch count. His sim game that was on Sunday was 30-some pitches, which isn't a lot. So if you would have him then pitch again on Friday, that would then line him up for game three, if that's what they're shooting for. So maybe that is part of the plan, and you just have him open or just see what he can handle. And I don't know if the plan for that game three of having Cobb open would be to have Gavin Williams then come out and handle some of the innings after that, like they were going to try on Sunday before the rain got in the way. So I don't know if they still stick with a plan like that or keep that on the table when Gavin Williams didn't get a trial run at that. That's kind of hard to ask for the first time in a big playoff series. So I don't know if that's still on the table. I think Bibee and Boyd, you'll see it starts. It just comes down to how they handle whatever day, whether it be game two or game three, which one they would maybe do a bullpen game.
I think what's interesting about this is, because I honestly think as long as Bibee is strong enough, a five-game series, I think you can get away with doing bullpen games to a most degree, as long as you're getting three solid innings somewhere, whether it's the start or the middle part of the game there. I think what's interesting is I did not even realize it. Her saying that Boyd's going to get a start, that's probably the guy I'm most afraid of in the postseason of their starters, because he just got tuned up late in the season. I don't know if that was maybe that wall that you hit coming off an injury. I don't know if that's just people figuring him out. But he went from lockdown and getting away with a lot of stuff to just every time he went out, it was two innings, an inning and a third, something like that.
Well, I think with Matthew Boyd, if he does get that start in game two, you look at him to possibly be more so maybe an opener. But the scary thing for me is in a five-game series, in that shorter series, the bullpen doesn't get exposed too bad. You get into a longer playoff series, the seven-game series, and then you go deeper in the playoffs for the World Series. If the bullpen is constantly going out there game after game because your starters aren't going deep, they're going to get exposed. I know they've had great numbers this year. They've done their part. They've been locked down the whole time. But when you come to playoff baseball, you have to be precise. Everybody is amped. Everybody's ready to go. You're going to have hitters step up that you have not seen before. And for the guards, they have to make sure that they keep the ball in the ballpark and not let it fly out.
So I think, because where we're at here, and because you did pitch in the majors, because you've clearly followed this game since you were a kid here, I think Lively can give you a moment here. Maybe you trust Boyd to be an opener for a couple innings. But when it comes down to it, because you can say this, I think the beauty of the Guardians is, before I make that point, the beauty of the Guardians, tell me if you agree with this, is that they're a perfectly balanced team. Their offense gives you just enough. The rotation, I think, can give you just enough, and then they fall back on an elite bullpen. And the reason why that's beautiful is that, the downside of that is there's at least two hitters that need to show up. There's at least two starters that need to show up, and then the bullpen needs to be elite. So the downside of, okay, we're just a good team across the board, is you don't have two Sotos and Judge or two Yordan Alvarezes that can change the game with one swing.
Yeah, and that is the difficult part. Offensively, they do just enough. They score just enough runs, of course. And if they can get it to the bullpen, up one or two runs late, we've seen all season long what that bullpen can do. The thing for me right now is, you go to Tyler Bibee, and he's going to go game one. You've got to get a solid start from him. If you go into the bullpen in the third, fourth inning, that's going to be a long series for the guards' bullpen. If Tyler goes out and he does what he's supposed to do, he gives you six strong innings. Like we've seen so far in the wild card games, the teams that have won have had really good starts so far. Then you can go to your bullpen like you should, seventh, eighth, ninth. Perfect layout. Then you look at the game two. For me, I like Ben Lively better than I would see a Matthew Boyd going in there, because I think Lively right now gives you that ground ball pitcher. For the guards, that's a huge win for them.
So I think when it comes to, I think you need Tanner to be an ace. Like, I don't think this goes anywhere if he's not going out there and giving you six solid innings, five solid innings, whatever it is, and keeping guys off the bases, keeping guys. Here's the other thing, though. I think between Cobb, because of his experience, and he still has enough stuff, and Gavin Williams, they need one of those guys. Whether it's as a starter or a bulk guy, they need one of those guys to step up over the next three series. If you get that, that's quite literally just enough with the bullpen to go where you need to go. 216-474-0092. After Tanner Bibee, what then, we ask? We'll get back to this with Jason Stanford in a bit here. But J.P. Finley, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on Jaden Daniels, how concerned we should be, and how good are the Commanders really? 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.